Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and welcome to episode 152 of Her, the podcast all about women, where we share the naked truth about her mind, her body, her life, and now her what dinner? This is going to be a real interesting one, so listen up before we start the episode. Just know it's made possible by our wonderful friends at Smarty Pants Women's Complete Vitamins. They're delicious once-a-day gummies that contain the complete vitamin, mineral, folate, and omega mix, customized for women. You won't forget to take them because they taste so great. So to learn more, run on over to SmartyPantsVitamins.com. And here's a reminder to hop on over to iTunes when we're all done, because this episode is going to be terrific. And I want to hear your rate and review, because I sit here just waiting to hear from you. Oh my gosh, did I just rhyme? I think I did. All right, it's time for Her.
Her, the podcast.
The naked truth about women.
Her mind, her body, her life. It's all about her.
So there's a brand new phenomenon out there. Have you heard about it? It's called the snack dinner. Horrors. What? The snack dinner? What happened to regular dinner? Oh my gosh, every time we turn around, it's something new. So the only person we could talk to about this is, of course, our go-to, Chef Abby Gelman. She's a professionally trained chef and registered dietitian at the master's level. That's right. So she's a smarty pants and she knows her way around a kitchen. And Chef Abby has over 10 years of hospitality and food and beverage consulting experience and nearly 10 years of nutrition-related experience. And she knows everything about food. Chef Abby, welcome to the Her Podcast once again.
Thank you. I'm always happy to be here, especially since we're talking about
snacks. All right. So what is this whole thing with snack dinner? Have you ever heard of this? Is this brand new to you or what's going on?
It's kind of brand new to me, but I'm not surprised at all because I feel like there's a lot of products that I see at the grocery store now that are more like snacky, more advertising around snack time or snack size, or like everyone seems to be on the go and need a snack. So I'm not surprised, although it is a fairly newish thing, I think, taken off.
But I don't understand something. I thought that dinner classically was kind of a sit down thing and you have all those great little, you know, macronutrients all lined up for you. You know, you have some protein and some carbohydrate and some fat, and it goes on. And it's kind of a ritual. And, you know, it's been going on for a long, long time. What, I mean, is this sacrilege? You know, are we eliminating the dinner? I mean, why did this thing show up in the first place?
I think, well, a few different things. I think that people are having less time and also still less inclined to cook, but maybe want to not get takeout or go to a restaurant and want to feel like they're, even though they're not cooking 100% of the meal, let's say, but they're having aspirations to cook, it kind of pushes them in that direction. Also, I feel like maybe depending on your eating style or if you have kids or not, or if there's picky eaters, like this kind of helps with some of the nuances around not being a short order cook, and but being able to give different people at the table different options without spending all day cooking. And then I think it's like a big millennial thing. Like it's kind of fun. It's reminiscent of like tapas. You know, you can kind of have a variety of different things and maybe feel a little more, you know, excited about what you're going to eat maybe sometimes as well.
Well, you know, I think the other thing that might also be kicking in here, please tell me if I'm wrong. And that is, I think a lot of people are believing that adage that really, quite frankly, lunch is probably extremely important. Breakfast, you know, so-so. And dinner's less of a big deal now, especially for people who are trying to, you know, end their heavier calorie intake earlier in the day. And, you know, they'll have some calories later, but not the big bacchanalian feast that we've had for dinner for so long. Do you see that as a piece of this whole trending too?
I would love it if that were true. I'm not sure, but I think for a fair amount of people, that's probably true, that they're doing, they're trying to not eat as late. They're trying to eat not as heavy a meal at night. So that certainly could be a big part of it. And I would love to see that. You know, that would be
Between
really
you and me,
thing for a lot of people.
Well, I think both of us agree that would be a lot healthier. So if that's really what's happening, give us an idea of what a, you know, sort of a typical snack dinner might look like. I mean, is it always healthy? Is it not healthy? I mean, what is this snack dinner? Do you have to hit 7-Eleven to get snack dinners? Or, you know, what is it?
I think it depends on who you are. And also, my concern about the idea of all snack dinner is it could be a slippery slope, right? Because at least on a plate of food, you can say, well, I have my half plate of vegetables, I have a quarter protein, I have a quarter starch, and you have it and it's there. When you have something like snacks in front of you, it can be harder to gauge how much you're eating. So to make it healthy, or at least not a total mess, I would love to say that people are having, you know, composed snack plates. And what I mean by that is you have maybe like three food groups on a plate. So maybe you have one plate that has a hummus dip. So you've got some beans in there and some healthy fat. And then maybe you have vegetables that you can dip in the hummus and also some like whole wheat, you know, crunchy bread or something. So then you'd have a few different food groups represented in that one plate. So it kind of depends on what people are getting. Hopefully it's not 100% guacamole with chips and potato chips and, you know, high fat snack foods. And it's actually thoughtfully laid out.
You know what? I want to step back a couple moments here. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So you're the smarty pants with the master's in nutrition. Right. So what I want to know is, what is the history of snacks? Why did snacks ever show up in the first place? Why didn't you just do, you know, your meals and call it a day? And because once we understand what that is and what a classic snack used to be, then now maybe we can understand what a snack dinner is supposed to be.
Yeah, I feel like snacks started to really kind of surfaced in the 70s when a lot of moms went back to work and there was less people at home preparing meals and more processed foods, more convenience foods really started to kind of show up in the supermarkets and on our plates. So as soon as that kind of elevated through the 70s, 80s, 90s, all the way till today, people got busier, technology started to make people have less kind of focus, I feel like, and people got away from the kitchen and less people were learning how to cook, and just the kind of the evolution of the food industry, the processed food industry over the last, you know, 30, 40 years has kind of brought us to this place, I feel like, where people aren't cooking as much and they're on the go and they're more concerned about having things available, you know, kind of wherever they happen to be.
Well, you know, I have a problem with the whole phrase snack dinner. I would prefer to call it like a mini dinner. This way we still hold on to the dinner idea. It's just a smaller one. The minute you add snack to it, I get a picture of, you know, guys sitting in front of, you know, the tube in front of the Super Bowl, you know, just downing chips and dip and God knows what else. You know, people eating trash. That's the way I think about that. You know, when I was growing up, when dinosaurs ruled the earth, you know, I'd have an apple, you know, with some peanut butter on it, maybe, or I would just have an apple and some graham crackers. It was usually some fruit and something else. And that was what I had when I was when I came home from school, because now I was going to go out and terrorize the neighborhood and get my homework done and then have dinner. And so to me, that's what that looked like. And boy, did that change, as you said so aptly, the 1970s, you know, all heck broke out with processed snacks and back and forth. And now what you ended up with was, you know, for all intent and purposes, non-whole food junk that was easily accessible, fairly cheap, relatively speaking. And now, you know, yummy, highly rewarding, thanks to the processing of the food. And now people just eat 24/7, which is the other issue I have with this. Once you have all that stuff sitting in front of you for your little snack dinner thing, what's to stop you from eating more and more and more? See, with a dinner thing, right, you have a set portion of whatever. But when it comes to snacks, you know, it's that old handful of and the back and forth. And you said slippery slope. Well, I see that as one of the biggest ones, portion control.
Yeah. And it's crazy. I'm with you 100%. And that's why I prefer, like you said, mini dinner, small plates is another good one. Like as long as someone is doing this in a mindful way, you know, like they have cheese and maybe some lean protein, like in the form of, you know, some prosciutto or something, as long as the portions are small, it's sliced thin, you don't have a pound of cheese out there, you know, you have it appropriately set up, you have vegetables, you have fruit, you have, you know, a nuts, you have a variety of things and set up hopefully in a manner that can keep overeating to a minimum. But it's really difficult if you have a bunch of stuff in front of you.
Yeah. And it's just, it's so frustrating, you know, to, again, that word snack, it's a real trigger for me. I'm not crazy about that, at all. I would just prefer, you know, like you said, a small plate, a mini dinner. And I think, you know, I'm laughing. You say, well, you know, let's stay mindful. I mean, seriously, the one time of day when you're least apt to be mindful is right around dinner time because you're so tired. You can't see straight. So, you know, as much as we want to be, and it's such a great aspiration, you can bag that idea. You know?
No, right?
I mean, I prefer other things were taking its place. Huh?
Yeah. You're still going to have to try to portion it. And that's where I feel like it's a really hard thing to do. If you're just putting out about a bunch of stuff, let's say for your family or your friends to eat, and you're not thinking about the portion sizes and you're just dumping a bunch of crackers in a bowl, you know, and putting out, you know, grabbing a container of hummus and putting it out, you don't really know what's going to happen.
You know what one of my favorite mini dinners is? I'm not kidding you. It's just a really cool, like, vegetable omelet. I'm not kidding.
Oh,
instead of just for breakfast, you know, I'll do it there. You know, it's just one thing. It's kind of got everything in it. I throw vegetables in it, sometimes some other protein, because obviously egg is protein as well. And, you know, it's just, it really hits the spot. I'm good. I move on.
Yeah.
How about a bowl of soup?
Yeah.
Bowl of soup, right?
Yeah.
And
absolutely,
make it a really healthy soup. What soup would you like? I like three bean soup or lentil soup. What about you?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I also have been doing this thing lately where I'll, saute like cauliflower, cause that's in season. You know, you get it pretty regularly, or broccoli, and some onions. But when you puree that with chicken broth, it doesn't get very creamy. So instead of putting like heavy cream or something in, I put a can of white beans in there, and then you puree the whole thing and you have a really hearty white bean pureed vegetable soup, whatever vegetable you like. And it's delicious.
Oh, fantastic. See, you know, I think it's easier to talk about a mini dinner than a snack dinner. So, you know, give us some more ideas, you know, cause we're all writing notes here furiously about how you would put together, for all intent and purposes, a mini dinner.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, time is of the essence, and let's assume you're tired or you want to, you know, you don't want to cook a lot. So there are a lot of things you can do now that don't take any time at all. So you already talked about the eggs are a good one. You could also get There's a lot of little 1 to 2 portion size brown rice or like ancient grain rice bowls. And all you have to do is put them in the microwave for 90 seconds. And you can find them at Whole Foods and a bunch of grocery stores nationwide. And there's quinoa, I believe, as well. So there's your side. You know, that's already taken care of. You can, let's see, we talked about eggs. Same thing, you can get pre-made lentils, and beans are a great one. You know, if you can just take some beans and mix it with the rice. If you have any corn tortillas on, you know, you just made yourself like a little burrito already, you know, a little plant-based burrito if you don't want to use any meat or poultry or anything. Quesadillas can be really quick in that vein also. You just put some beans and cheese and, you know, a little salsa and you're good to go. Those are pretty easy. And then if you've done any meal prep at all on Sunday, which, you know, I love to talk about, then hopefully you already have some vegetables that are cut up, or you've gotten some vegetables at the store that are already cut up for you. Frozen vegetables are another really, really good one. You can have, you know, they're all at frozen at peak season. So you can get everything from cauliflower and broccoli to peas and carrots and beets and everything in between. For the soup thing also, you can get butternut squash that's already pureed. You can get beets that are already pureed. You can get a million different things that are already pureed. You just heat them up and then, you know, mix some beans and rice in there and you're essentially all set. You know, food in a bowl, already done.
What do you say? Well, see, I love that bowl issue. Grab one bowl. Yeah. You know why I like the bowl?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's self-defined. I didn't say 35 bowls.
Yeah.
I said one bowl. There's your bowl.
Yeah.
All right. And if you put in, you know, some form of, you know, really healthy grain, if you felt like it. If you then added lots of vegetables, some form of protein, and you just had a bowl, that was it. You're home.
Exactly.
You know, it's mm-hmm. again, it's not a Bacchanalian feast, but it's extremely satisfying. And again, the earlier, the better with the dinner kind of stuff in general, but you know, that's a whole different nightmare looking at timing.
Well,
and
also canned tuna. I always forget canned tuna.
Oh yeah.
Canned tuna is a great one.
What would you do with that?
Easy. You can keep it on hand. I would mix it with a little yogurt. Actually, I put plain yogurt in there and maybe some celery, salt and pepper, maybe like a teaspoon of mayo. Mix that all up and have it with, you know, a corn tortilla or some rice, some greens. You can serve it over greens, maybe a little side piece of fruit, and you're done. You're good.
Wow, I'm loving it. And, you know, I also want to give everyone out there a news flash on behalf of Chef Abby Gelman and myself, and that is you don't need much food, honestly, at the end of the day to feel satisfied. You really don't. I mean, you know, let's just get the big wide-eyed thing out of here and, you know, the assumption that you need to eat a mountain of food to really feel satisfied.
Yeah.
News flash, wrong. And, you know, when you think about the timing of the eating, if you finish by 7 and you're in bed by 10, that's only 3 hours. And that gives you plenty of time to metabolize what you ate, so long as it was a mini dinner type of thing. And then, you know, really go to bed, wake up in the morning and start the party all over again. And if it's a good solid 12 hours in between your last bite and the next one, then you've also done yourself a huge favor by allowing yourself to experience some optimal cellular regeneration. If you're, you know, eating until 2 a.m. and getting 4 hours of sleep, you can bag the cellular regeneration. That ain't happening. You're going to be sleep deprived and wake up in the morning with completely out of control appetite and hunger hormones. You'll eat everything that's not tacked down. So, you know, it's really important to kind of keep in mind that there are some very simple little rules here that you can use. Now, Chef Abby, I've also been asked by people, hey, is it okay to have a smoothie for dinner? What do you say? And if the answer is yes, what would you recommend?
Yeah, I think it's absolutely okay. But again, what is in the smoothie? So I always like to have a protein. So that would be like kefir or yogurt are great ones. If you don't like either of those items, you can always have some nut milk with a little protein powder. Plus, you need some vegetable in there. So a handful of spinach, maybe a cucumber, maybe a little carrot, and then some fruit. And then just to make sure you have enough protein, you can always throw in a little bit of nuts or a little nut butter. Maybe some chia seeds or some flax also to boost up some more nutritionals. But don't overdo it. You know, you're not putting a cup of almonds in there or, you know, a ton of nut butter. You're putting reasonable portioned amounts in there, and you're having one, you know, 8 to 10 ounce glass, and that'll give you, you know, a good 300 calories, give or take, depending on what else is in there. But yeah, that's perfectly healthy and good for your, you know, digestion and GI tract, good probiotics and everything as well.
Cool. Okay, now you have to share your most favorite mini dinner type idea.
Oh, let's see. I'm trying to think of what I do the most that isn't something that I've prepped on like my meal prep day. I do a lot of quesadillas. I have a 10-year-old, right? So she and I do a lot of, we have the mini corn tortillas, so not the huge burrito flour tortillas, but like the little corn ones. And then I have refried beans and some cheddar cheese. So we each get a quesadilla like that. And then I will usually have a bunch of vegetables on the side. So whether it's a salad made with fresh vegetables that I have here or frozen vegetables that I heated up from the oven or the stove or the microwave, however easiest to do. But usually that we have that at least once a week, especially on like a busy school night. And then some fruit for dessert.
Awesome. Am I coming over to your place tonight for dinner? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, do
for
it.
The mini dinner? Are you going to make it for me?
Yes, absolutely.
I can smell it cooking away as we speak. There's no question about it. Oh, my goodness gracious. Okay, so we have solved the mystery of what the heck a snack dinner is, and we have redefined it as a mini dinner, and there's nothing wrong with it so long as there are limits and boundaries, and it's obviously made from whole foods, not trash. And we have heard this from the ultimate guru, and that is our wonderful chef, Abby Gelman, who is a culinary nutritionist. That means she's a professionally trained chef and also a registered dietitian at the master's level. To learn more about her wonderful work, please go to her website, culinarynutritioncuisine.com. Chef Abby, thank you so much for being on the Her podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Again and again, of course. Hey, everyone out there, remember to catch every episode of Her by just hitting subscribe on iTunes or on our show page at RadioMD.com. And please just take a few seconds right now and rate and review this podcast on iTunes, because we want to hear what you have to say. This has been a great podcast for our little mini dinner people out there, and I want to hear what your thoughts are about this podcast. Hey, I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Follow me on Facebook at Dr. Pam Peek or on Twitter at Pam Peek MD. And you can also check out our Her Show page at RadioMD.com for all of our past episodes. Thanks for listening and stay well.